Bactine is also antiseptic.
It cleans deep down the pores and makes your face feel safe from ugliness-causing germs and bacteria.
Bactine does a lot of things that soap and cleansing creams just can't do.
Of course, the promise of the cleaning products that we buy nowadays is that we apparently do less and the products do more. So instead of using our muscle power, we simply spray on some cleaning fluid and the dirt will magically disappear. Well, how different things were for past generations. Women, who then did nearly all of the housework, relied on a few key products and lots of muscle power. Patsy Sheridan was born in the Cladda in Galway in 1922.
We used red soda for cleaning various things, and you'd be surprised the things that red soda will clean. And then there was vinegar, of course, which would clean brass as well as everything else.
And windows and that kind of thing.
Oh, God, yes. Well, windows, there was soap and water and then rinse the window down. There was sunlight soap. It's still there. I have it borrowed it down in the kitchen. And there was carbolic soap, which is supposed to be very cleansing, and it had carbolic, which was disinfectant, mixed into it. And we used sunlight soap in our faces and bodies.
What did sunlight soap smell like?
It didn't smell. It was neutral. And my father used to complain to my mother every now and again, and he'd say, "Why on earth don't you buy a bit of complexion soap?" This was
complexion soap.
This was scented soap.
So he could smell her when he kissed her.
Well, he was madly in love with her all his life.
Oh,
and nearly died when she died. But anyway, what else did we use? Oh, washing soda, of course, which made the water soft. And you didn't have to use much soap. It's still very good for cleaning things. But we had a big wooden tub, which it was poised on two chairs. The water, of course, had to be boiled. We had no hot water in the modern sense. So you put up great big pots of water on a range, a black range. And it was rough work because lifting those heavy pots of water was very dangerous.
Yeah.
And of course, you get the washboard in and you rub the clothes up and down on the washboard, soap them and rub them up and down. Of course, you had to fortunately, we had a sink in the kitchen. Lots of places didn't have a sink, but you rinse the clothes in the sink. We had a mangle out the side and the back, and you brought out the clothes and mangled them to take the water out. Two big rollers and a handle to turn it.
And they're brilliant mangles because they really get every ounce of water out of them, don't they?
They leave them nearly dry.
Yeah.
But then, of course, there was in the summertime, of course, the clothes went out in the line. Everyone loved that because you got the fresh air at them and whatnot.
I mean, I suppose people nowadays go to the gym for the kind of exercise that you would have got for doing your washing and everything back then.
Oh, I wouldn't be able for a gym. Like, it would bore me out of my brain because I swam all the time, winter and summer. So that meant that I never needed a bath. We didn't have a bath anyway.
But it was hard work.
Yeah. Welcome the washing machine. It was wonderful.
When can you remember when you first got a washing machine?
I first got a washing machine when I had two children. And it was those days, nappies were toweling nappies. And they had to be rinsed and soaked in a sort of mild disinfectant and then washed. And sometimes they were boiled. Of course, the white clothes used to be boiled if they were stained. And then there was starch, of course, because the men's collars were starched. And a blue bag that you squeezed it in the water and then you put in the white things. And of course, it was a bit of trickery because it didn't make them white, but it gave the impression of it with the blueness of looking whiter.
It's better than bleach anyway.
Well, we had bleach in those days, but we used to use it down gullies in the back and whatnot. and getting down on your knees and scrubbing floors.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but we did have mops. And I don't know why. I think we thought that cleaning it with the mop was a rather dirty way of doing it, that it was only shifting dirt from one place to another. But it was hard. And I wouldn't exactly recommend it to anyone.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I certainly would do without the detergent.
I mean, what are your general opinions about the way in which cleaning has gone?
I think that, you see, it's hard to make a decision about it because, like, women had such hard work and looking after children, and we had big families, it wore out women. So it's hard to make a decision. I will never use a detergent because it's handier and it cleans more quickly.
And what about the kind of corrosiveness of the products as well? Because, you know, you're safe with soap in general, unless it's particularly sort of antibacterial or whatever. But a lot of these products have these big X's at the back of them that says you don't touch them effectively.
Terrifying. Like, I got one of them. But when I read the thing, I just sent it back. It was so poisonous.
What did it say?
Well, it had the big X and don't let children near it. In fact, you shouldn't go near it yourself.
Just buy it and put it in your cupboard.
I should have put a skull and crossbones.
Oh, Peggy, look at your bridesmaid's hair. And if I shampoo with this, it'll wash the body out.
Silly, don't wash out body. Cream in body with Luster Cream Cream Shampoo.
Really?
Luster Cream Cream's in body. It's got more bodybuilding ingredients than any leading shampoo.
Creamy lather.
Dreamy body.
Looks like you're next. Luster Cream, you've done it again.
The lovely Patsy Sheridan with her memories of cleaning in the 1940s.